This episode is brought to you by IVP. Dear Black woman, you are not alone. God has not disregarded your pain and suffering. God sees you. God knows you. God understands. I'm Natasha Smith, a grief advocate, speaker, and podcast host. And in my book, Black Woman Grief, I unearth the painful reality that trauma, loss, and grief are embedded in the lived experience of the Black woman in the United States. I talk about grief that is specifically applicable to Black women, providing us with affirmation, a safe place to exhale, and a sincere hope in the kingdom of God. And as a listener of this podcast, you can receive my book, Black Woman Grief, for 25% off when you use the promo code IVPOD25. That's IVPOD25 at ivypress.com.
This is IVP. Listening to Get in the Word with Truth's Table.
Your word is truth, your word is life.
Presented by InterVarsity City Press.
Your word is truth, your word is life.
A daily audio Bible podcast read by Dr. Christina Edmondson
and Ekemini Uwem. Let's get in the Word, and may the Word get in us. Open our eyes that we may behold wonderful things in your Word.
Old Testament reading, Exodus chapter 23 through chapter 25, verse 9. Justice. You must not give a false report. Do not make common cause with the wicked to be a malicious witness. You must not follow a crowd in doing evil things. In a lawsuit, you must not offer testimony that agrees with a crowd so as to pervert justice. And you must not show partiality to a poor man in his lawsuit. If you encounter your enemy's ox or donkey wandering off, you must by all means return it to him. If you see the donkey of someone who hates you fallen under its load, you must not ignore him, but be sure to help him with it. You must not turn away justice for your poor people in their lawsuits. Keep your distance from a false charge. Do not kill the innocent and the righteous, for I will not justify the wicked. You must not accept a bribe, for a bribe blinds those who see and subverts the words of the righteous. You must not oppress a resident foreigner, since you know the life of a foreigner, for you were foreigners in the land of Egypt. Sabbaths and feast. For 6 years you are to sow your land and gather in its produce. But in the seventh year, you must let it lie fallow and leave it alone so that the poor of your people may eat. And what they leave, any animal in the field may eat. You must do likewise with your vineyard and your olive grove. For 6 days you are to do your work, but on the seventh day you must cease, in order that your ox and your donkey may rest, and that your female servant's son and the resident foreigner may refresh themselves. Pay attention to do everything I have told you, and do not even mention the names of other gods. Do not let them be heard on your lips. 3 times in the year you must make a pilgrim feast to me. You are to observe the feast of unleavened bread, 7 days you must eat bread made without yeast, as I commanded you, at the appointed time of the month of Abib. For at that time you came out of Egypt. No one may appear before me empty-handed. You are also to observe the feast of harvest, the first fruits of your labors that you have sown in the field, and the feast of ingathering, at the end of the year when you have gathered in your harvest out of the field. At 3 times in the year, all your males will appear before the sovereign Lord. You must not offer the blood of my sacrifice with bread containing yeast. The fat of my feastal sacrifice must not remain until morning. The first of the first fruits of your soil you must bring to the house of the Lord your God. You must not cook a young goat in its mother's milk. The Angel of the Presence. I am going to send an angel before you to protect you as you journey and to bring you into the place that I have prepared. Take heed because of him and obey his voice. Do not rebel against him, for he will not pardon your transgressions. For my name is in him. But if you diligently obey him and do all that I command, then I will be an enemy to your enemies, and I will be an adversary to your adversaries. For my angel will go before you and bring you to the Amorites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Canaanites, the Hittites, and the Jebusites, and I will destroy them completely. You must not bow down to their gods. You must not serve them or do according to their practices. Instead, you must completely overthrow them and smash their standing stones to pieces. You must serve the Lord your God, and he will bless your bread and your water, and I will remove sickness from your midst. No woman will miscarry her young or be barren in your land. I will fulfill the number of your days. I will send my terror before you, and I will alarm all the people whom you encounter. I will make all your enemies turn their backs to you. I will send hornets before you that will drive out the Hivite, the Canaanite, and the Hittite before you. I will not drive them out before you in 1 year, lest the land become desolate and the wild animals multiply against you. Little by little, I will drive them out before you until you become fruitful and inherit the land. I will set your boundaries from the Red Sea to the Sea of the Philistines and from the desert to the river, for I will deliver the inhabitants of the land into your hand, and you will drive them out before you. You must make no covenant with them or with their gods. They must not live in your land, lest they make you sin against me. For if you serve their gods, it will surely be a snare to you. Chapter 24. The Lord ratifies the covenant. But to Moses, the Lord said, "Come up to the Lord, you and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel, and worship from a distance. Moses alone may come near the Lord, but the others must not come near, nor may the people go up with him." Moses came and told the people all the Lord's words and all the decisions. All the people answered together, "We are willing to do all the words that the Lord has said." And Moses wrote down all the words of the Lord. Early in the morning, he built an altar at the foot of the mountain and arranged 12 standing stones, according to the 12 tribes of Israel. He sent young Israelite men, and they offered burnt offerings and sacrificed young bulls for peace offerings to the Lord. Moses took half of the blood and put it in bowls, and half of the blood he splashed on the altar. He took the book of the covenant and read it aloud to the people. And they said, "We are willing to do and obey all that the Lord has spoken." So Moses took the blood and splashed it on the people and said, "This is the blood of the covenant that the Lord has made with you in accordance with all these words." Moses and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and the 70 elders of Israel went up. And they saw the God of Israel. Under his feet there was something like a pavement made of sapphire, clear like the sky itself. But he did not lay a hand on the leaders of the Israelites, so they saw God, and they ate and they drank. The Lord said to Moses, "Come up to me on the mountain and remain there, and I will give you the stone tablets with the law and the commandments that I have written, so that you may teach them." So Moses set out with Joshua, his attendant, and Moses went up the mountain of God. He told the elders, "Wait for us in this place until we return to you. Here are Aaron and Hur with you. Whoever has any matters of dispute can approach them." Moses went up the mountain, and the cloud covered the mountain. The glory of the Lord resided on Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it for 6 days. On the seventh day, he called to Moses from within the cloud. Now the appearance of the glory of the Lord was like a devouring fire on top of the mountain in plain view of the people. Moses went into the cloud when he went up the mountain, and Moses was on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights. Chapter 25. The Materials for the Tabernacle. The Lord spoke to Moses, "Tell the Israelites to take an offering for me. From every person motivated by a willing heart, you are to receive my offering. This is the offering you are to accept from them: gold, silver, bronze, blue, purple, scarlet, fine linen, goat's hair, ram skin dyed red, fine leather, acacia wood, oil for the light, spices for the anointing oil, and for fragrant incense, onyx stones and other gems to be set in the ephod and in the breastpiece. Let them make for me a sanctuary, so that I may live among them, according to all that I am showing you: the pattern of the tabernacle and the pattern of all its furnishings. You must make it exactly so." New Testament reading, Luke chapter 8, verses 4 through 8. The parable of the sower. While a large crowd was gathering and people were coming to Jesus from one town after another, he spoke to them in a parable. A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell along the path and was trampled on, and the wild birds devoured it. Other seed fell on rock, and when it came up, it withered because it had no moisture. Other seed fell among the thorns, and they grew up with it and choked it. But other seed fell on good soil and grew, and it produced 100 times as much grain. As he said this, he called out, "The one who has ears to hear had better listen." Matthew chapter 13, verses 1 through 9. The Parable of the Sower. On that day after Jesus went out of the house, he sat by the lake. And such a large crowd gathered around him that he got into a boat to sit while the crowd stood on the shore. He told them many things in parables, saying, "Listen, a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seeds fell along the path, and the birds came and devoured them. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they did not have much soil. They sprang up quickly because the soil was not deep. But when the sun came up, they were scorched. And because they did not have sufficient root, they withered. Other seeds fell among the thorns, and they grew up and choked them. But other seeds fell on good soil and produced grain, some 100 times as much, some 60, and some 30. The one who has ears had better listen. This is the word of God for the people of God. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Gracious God of the covenant, We thank you, O Lord, that you are a covenant-making and a covenant-keeping kind of God. We thank you, O Lord, that in our reading today, we are reminded. We're reminded, O God, of frankly all the ways that we say so quickly, individually and collectively, that yes, we'll obey all the things that you have said, but then fall short, tremendously short. So quick to say what we will commit to, what we will resist. And God, we thank you for your amazing grace and patience with us, O Lord. We thank you that ultimately you have created the covenant and you have fulfilled it through the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for every error that we commit, knowingly and unknowingly. At every moment and through every temptation, Jesus did what was right. He obeyed. He fulfilled the law. And now by the power of the Holy Spirit, we have come to more and more each day by your grace, delight in the law of God. And through the power of the Spirit, have the desire and strength to obey you. We pray, O God, that because of the Holy Spirit, that we have been planted into good soil. We heard your words, Jesus, when you said, if we have ears, we better listen. And so we thank you, O God, that we are planted in the good soil of your Spirit. And we pray, O Lord, that because you uphold the covenant, that you will continue to keep the covenant that you have made with us. Where we are faithless, you are faithful. So, O God, there are times when we don't believe, but help our unbelief and hold us up to make us to become a people worthy of you, our faithful covenant-keeping God. It is in Christ's name that we pray and entrust ourselves. Amen.
We pray this time of getting the word with Truth Table has encouraged us all to not only be hearers of God's word, but doers.
Share your reflections on these scriptures with us on Twitter and Instagram using the hashtag #GetInTheWord and hashtag #TruthsTable.
Saints, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Go with God.
Get in the Word with Truth's Table is a production of InterVarsity Press. For 75 years, IVP has created and published resources that deepen lives for Christ to engage the university, church, and the world. Visit ivpress.com for more information. Our Bible reading plan is from BibleStudyTogether.com, and the Bible version is the New English Translation used by permission. Sound engineering is from Podastery Studios, and our executive producer is Helen Lee.
God's got something to say.